morning.
Good morning.
In preparation for the upcoming Gemaras, I'd like to learn the first three chapters of the book of Daniel, which might probably take us more than just today. Bookmark there. Rav Moshe David Valli, like I mentioned before, was a Italian contemporary of Ramchal. He writes his commentary to Sefer Daniel. The Anshei Knesset Gedola wrote the book of Daniel so that we would know the righteousness of Hashem, who did not abandon his kindness and his truth from the Jewish people at all times, did miracles and wonders for them, even when they were in the lands of their enemies, as he promised through Moshe Rabbeinu. And also this book was written to teach that tzaddikim are under the hashkacha pratis of Hashem wherever they are, that he raises them up and makes them great and gives them control over outside forces, even in the land, even in the place of those outside forces, because a tzaddik, Pasuk says, tzaddik moshel, tzaddik is a ruler, and so Hashem gives them dominion and does not leave his, can be relied on. Hashem can be relied on at all times. Just as happened to Yosef in Mitzrayim, so happened to Daniel in Bavel, and they both happened through dreams, which he then gives a one-sentence Kabbalistic explanation for, which can't help you with. Okay. So that is the purpose of Sefer Daniel, according to Ramad Wali. So Sefer Daniel starts, Bishnat Shalosh L'Malchut Yoyakim Melech Yehuda, in the third year of the reign of Yoyakim, the king of Yehuda. Yoyakim was the third to last king of Yehuda. Yoshiyahu had three sons. One of them was Yoyakim. And then Yoyakim reigned for 11 years. And then his son Yechoniah reigned for 3 months. And then Yoyakim's brother, the uncle of Yechoniah, reigned for 11 years. That was Sidkiyahu, and then the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. So in the third year of the reign of Yoyakim, Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Bavel, Yerushalayim, Vayatzar Leah, Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Bavel, came to Yerushalayim and besieged it. All of the commentaries say this is impossible because Nebuchadnezzar did not become king until the fourth year of Yoyakim. So how did he besiege Yerushalayim in the third year of Yoyakim? The Rashi explains that it means in the third year of Yoyakim's rebellion against Nebuchadnezzar. So Nebuchadnezzar became king of Babel in the third year of Yoyakim. In the first year of his reign, he captured Nineveh. In the second year of his reign, he captured Yerushalayim. And Yerushalayim served Nebuchadnezzar for 3 years. And then they rebelled. And the third year of the rebellion, Nebuchadnezzar came back and captured Yerushalayim. Vayitein Hashem v'yadot Yoyakim al Yehuda, mitzat klei beit ha'elokim, vayviyem eret shinar beit ha'elokah, v'tekelim hevi beit ha'otzar ha'elokah. And Hashem gave Yoyakim, the king of Yehuda, and some of the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash into the hands of Nebuchadnezzar. And he brought them to Shinar, which is part of Mesopotamia, and to his temple. And the kelim he put in his treasury. Vayomer HaMelech l'Ashpenaz, Rav Sarisav, Lavi mibnei Yisrael, Mizrach Melucham min Hapratimim. And the king said to Ashpenaz, the officer of the head of his eunuchs, to bring from Bnei Yisrael, from the family of the king, and from the nobles. Yeladim, what should he bring? He should bring Yeladim Asherim Vem Kol Mum Vetovei Mar'eh. He should bring children who have no blemishes or handsome. maskilim b'chol chokma, or wise, yodei dat, u'mevinei d'mada.
Or wise, or and wise.
Sorry? And wise.
Okay.
Yodei dat, u'mevinei d'mada, v'asher kochvem lamod v'chal ha'melech. So they should have all these different forms of wisdom. If we were actually learning Sefer Daniel, we'd go into detail about what each of these different things is. And who have the strength, the ability to stand in the palace of the king, ulamdam sefer, and they should be taught. Who have the power to learn books, ulashon kastim, and the language of the kastim, which is another kastim, either is another word for Babylonians, or it means the. Advisors, we'll see later the word kastim is used to describe a type of advisor to the king. And the king reserved for them every day from the food of the king, from his wine, they should be raised for 2 or 3 years, and then some of them will be chosen to stand before the king. Daniel, Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah. And among them, from the children of Yehuda, were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Vayasim lahem sar hasarisim shemot, and the officer gave them Babylonian names. Vayasim la Daniel Beltshazzar. Daniel was called Beltshazzar. L'Hananiah Shadrach, u'Mishael Meshach, u'Azariah Ovednego. So they were given these Babylonian names. The Rav Sadia Gaon explains that Beltshazzar is essentially it's a Babylonian word for God. It's made up of three words. He says Baal was a god of Babylon, and we'll come back to that later. Okay, so they were given these Babylonian names, Beltshazzar, Shadrach, Meshach, and Avednego. Vayasim Daniel alibo asher lo yitga'al bepatbag hamelech. Daniel made up his mind not to contaminate himself with the bread of the king, uvayein mishtav, and with his wine, vayivakesh misar sarsim shaligal, and he asked the officer to give him permission not to contaminate himself with his food. Vayitein Elokim et Daniel lechesed urachamim etnei asar sarsim, and Hashem gave Daniel favor and compassion before the officer. Vayomer sar sarisim Daniel, the officer said to Daniel, Yare ani et aduni hamelech, I'm afraid of my master the king, sheminat machalchem ved mishtechem, he said what you should eat and drink, asher lama yered pnechem zofim ne yeladim, if you don't eat the same food as all the other children, the children from Egypt and from Arabia and from wherever, asher kigilchem, who are your ages, so your faces will show that you'll be malnourished and you won't be handsome like they are. Sorry?
Any indication how old Daniel was at this point?
Not in the Psukim explicitly. At the beginning of the next chapter, which is later, Daniel was 13 years old. At this point, he was much younger. Okay. According to Rav Sadia Gaon. Pasuk doesn't say. So the officer said, if you don't eat what the other kids are eating, I'm going to be in trouble. We're to pass the olive. Vayomer Daniel al Meltzar, Sheminas Arsim al Daniel Chananim Shal Azariah. So Daniel said to the waiter, who the officer had appointed over Hananiah, Daniel Chananim Shal Azariah, Nasnat et avadecha yamim asara. Try us for 10 days. Binu lanu minav zeronim v'nochla umayim v'nishte. Give us seeds to eat and water to drink, and for 10 days, and we'll see what happens. You'll see our appearance, and the appearance of the children who are eating the food of the king. And based on what you see, you'll decide what to do with your servants. And the waiter agreed, and he tested them for 10 days. In less than 10 days, they looked healthier than than all the other children. So the waiter was very happy. He kept their meat, their bread, and their wine, whatever the food was. He probably was at best a minimum wage worker, and he was happy for all this extra food, and he gave them seeds and water. It was a miracle. This is not normal. It was a miracle. And these four children, Hashem gave them knowledge and understanding, all forms of books and wisdom. And Daniel, in addition, understood visions and dreams. After some number of days, the officer brought them before Nebuchadnezzar. So he brought all the children, all the captured children, and among all of them, the king spoke to them, and none of them were like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, and they were appointed to stand before the king. And any matter of wisdom and understanding that the king would ask, he found these four children to be 10 times smarter than all of his advisors. Rashi says chartumim are those who necromancers, who ask the dead. Daniel ad shnat achat lekor shemalach. And Daniel remained advisor to various kings until the first year of Koresh HaMelech of Cyrus the Great, who was one of the later kings of Persia. So he spanned many, many kings. That is Perek Aleph. Perek Bet says, "Vishat shnayim l'machut Nebuchadnezzar." In the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, now we already established that Daniel was not taken to Babel until the eighth year of the king of Nebuchadnezzar, which was the 11th year of Yoyakim. So what does it mean in the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar? It means the second year after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, which would have been the 13th year of Yehoyakim. So then Rashi goes says that, the second year after destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, well, I take it back, would have been the 2 years plus 11 years of Tzidkiyahu. 11 years of Tzidkiyahu is 13. Okay, so it would come out, according to Rav Sadia Gaon, that Daniel was 11, was 13 at this time. It would mean he was taken from Eretz Yisrael as an infant. And the previous incident occurred sometime in his first 13 years. Doesn't say when or how old he was. Okay. So in the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, meaning the second year after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Chalam Nebuchadnezzar Chalomot, Nebuchadnezzar had dreams. Vatitpa'em Rucho Ushnato Niatalav. His spirit pounded within him and disturbed his sleep. Vayomer HaMelech Likro l'chartumim, v'lashapim, v'lamachashvim, v'lakastim. He said to call all these different types of advisors, and we see here the word kastim, meaning a type of advisor, lagid l'melech halomotav, to reveal what his dream was. Okay. Some learn that he forgot what his dream was. Rav Sadia Gaon learns he didn't forget what his dream was. He was testing his advisors. He said, tell me my dream. So, Vayavo, Vayamdu lifnei Melech, they came, they stood before the king. Vayomer lahem Melech, Halom Chalamti, I had a dream. Vatipaim Ruchi, Ladat et Achalom, and my spirit is pounding, is ringing to know what the dream was. Vayavua Kasim Lamelech Aramit, the Kastim spoke to the king in Aramaic. Starting now, the Sefer will be in Aramaic. So some say that of all of his advisors, the Kastim were the ones who spoke his language. So they were the ones who answered. The other advisors were foreigners and were not able to answer so fluently because they didn't speak Aramaic, which was his language. So they didn't answer. Okay. So they answered in Aramaic, Maltka la'almin chiyei, may the king live forever. Amar chelma lavdach ufishra nechvei. Tell us your dream, and we'll tell you the interpretation. Ane malka v'amar l'kastaya. So the king answered and said to the kastim, Milta mini azda hein lo tehod unani chelma ufishra hatamim titabdun batichon nevali yitshamun. It is commanded from before me, if you don't tell me my dream and its interpretation, you will be butchered and your houses will be leveled. And if you do tell me the dream and the interpretation, you will receive presents and treasure and honor from me. So tell me my dream and its interpretation. So they answered a second time and they said, Malka chelma yeamar lavdoi pishrei nechavei. Your Majesty, tell us the dream, and we'll tell you the interpretation. Ane Malkav Amar, so the king answered, and he said, Min yatsiv yada ana didana antun zavnin kol kavel de chazetun di azda mini milta. Okay. I know that your end has come. You're about to meet your end because the command has come from me, and you're not obeying my command. I said, tell me my dream. Dihein chelma lo tudinani, if you don't tell me my dream, chadahi datchon, your law is won. In other words, your judgment is final. Umila kidva ushchita, he's a mintun, he's dam mintun, is a kriuktiv. Lami amar kadamai, adi dana ishtine lahen, chelma amaru, di veinda di fishrei tahachavunani. He says, you have until the end of the day to tell me my dream and its interpretation. I know Kastaya Kadamalka Va'amrin. So the Kastim answered in front of the king and they said, Loita Enesh al Yabeshta, there's no man on earth, on dry land, the Milat Malka Yuchala Chavaya, who could tell the king what he's asking. Kol Kavel di Kol Melech Rav Shalit, Mila Kina Lo She'el L'chol Chartom Va'asha V'Kastaya. And in all of human history, no king has ever made such a request. Umilta di Malka Sha'el Yakira, what the king is asking is difficult, is too difficult. Bacharan loitai di Chavine Kadamalka, and there's no one in the world, no one else, who can tell the king what he's asking. Lahain Elahin di Midarhon in Visra Loitohi. That even the angels who live among man could not answer such a question. Paro told Yosef the dream. So Chazal say that Paro did not tell Yosef honestly the whole dream, and Yosef figured it out. They didn't know that medrash. The pasuk says that Paro told Yosef the dream. Sadia Gaon points out that it's a double test because the dream is something that happened in the past. The interpretation is in the future. He wants to see, do they know the past and do they know the future? Mm. So it's a double test. Okay. So what happened? Pasuk Yud Bet. Kol Kavel Dina Malka Binas Vikatzav Sagiv Amar Lehovadel Chochakimei Bavel. So Nebuchadnezzar got in a real temper tantrum and said to kill all the wise men of Bavel. Vidata Nefkat V'Chakimam V'Katlin. So the order went out and the wise men are being killed. Uva'od Daniel V'Chavor Di Katala. Daniel and Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah were also wise men of Bavel, so they were going to be killed. They were not present when this happened. Beidayan Daniel Hetiv Eto Te'em La'aryoch Rav Tavachaya. So Daniel said, he gave advice to the chief executioner of the Dimalka of the king, Didefek L'Katala Chakimei Bavel, who went to kill the wise men of Bavel. Anev Amar L'Aryoch Shalita Dimalka Alma Data Meh. First he said, what's going on here? What's this all about? So Aryoch told Daniel what happened. Daniel alu ba'amin malka dizman yintin le upishe l'chavaya l'malka. So Daniel asked permission to go see the king. And he asked for time to tell the king the interpretation. Edayin Daniel Levete Azal. Then Daniel went home. Hanani Mishael Azariah Chavroi Milta Hodan. He told his friends Hanani Mishael Azariah what happened. Rachamim Lamive Mikadam Elakash Shemaya Al Raza Danan, that they should daven to Hashem for compassion, for mercy about this secret. Dilo Yehovdun Daniel Chavroi Mishael Chakim Vavel, so that Daniel and his friends should not be wiped out with the other wise men of Bavel. Edayin leDaniel b'chezva deLeila Raza Gali. Then the secret was revealed to Daniel in a vision of the night. Edayin Daniel Baruch leElokah Shemaya. And then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Ane Daniel v'Amar. Daniel spoke up and he said, Lehevei Shmei deElokah v'Varach min Alma v'Ad Alma. May the name of God be blessed from this world to the next world. Di chochmata ugvurta di lehi, because wisdom and power are his. Behu mahashne idanaya vizimnaya, he is the one who changes the times. Mahad e malchin, mehake malchin, he removes kings and he puts in place new kings, which Rashi points out foreshadows the interpretation of the dream. Yehev chokhmat al chakimin, he gives wisdom to wise people. Manda'a liyadei vinayin, he gives knowledge to those who have understanding. Hu galei amikata, he reveals deep things. Umastarta, and hidden things. Yadama v'chashocha, he knows what's in the dark. Unhora imei shrei, and light is with him. Lach Ella Avati Mahode, to you, the God of my fathers, I thank. Mushabach, and I praise. Ana di chokhmata gvurta yahavatli, you gave me wisdom and power. Ucha'an hodatani dveena minach, and now you have given me what I've asked from you. Di milat malka hodatana, to tell me the matter of the king. Kol kavel dinad Daniel al aryoch di mane malka lahovada lamchakim vavel. Then Daniel went to Aryoch, who the king had appointed to wipe out the wise men of Bavel. Azal, he went to him. Chen Amar Leil Chakim Bavel Al Toved. He said, "Don't kill any more wise men. Elni Kadamaka, take me to the king. Ufishra Lamaka Chave, and I will reveal the secret to the king." So Daniel didn't just save himself and Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, but he saved all the remaining wise men. So Edayin Aryoch beat Bahala Hanel LeDaniel Kadamaka. So Aryoch, in a hurry, took Daniel to the king. Barmalei Diashkachat Gvarmi Bnei Galuta Di Yehud Di Fishrei Lamaka Yodai, said that somebody was found from the exile of Yehuda, from the Jews, who will tell the king the interpretation. Ani Malkav Amar LeDaniel Dishmei Belshazzar. So the king spoke up and said to Daniel, whose name is also Belshazzar, Haytayach Kahel LaHodautani Chalma DeChazetu Vishrei. Are you able to tell me the dream and its that I saw and its interpretation? Ane Daniel Kada Malkav Amar Raza Dimalka Shael LoHakimin Ashpin Chartumin Gazvin Yachlin LaChvaya LaMalka. So he said, the secret that the king has asked, all the wise men could not possibly tell him. However, with me is the God of heavens who reveals secrets. And he has revealed to the king, Nebuchadnezzar, what will be in the end of days. Chelmach v'chezve Rashach Amishkavach Dinahu. Your dream that was when your head was on your pillow, on your bed. Ant Malka Rayonach Amishkavach Siliku Madilheve Achare Dina Vigale Razaya Hudach Madilheve. You, the king, you were thinking when you went to sleep about what the future holds, what will come after your kingdom. And Hashem has revealed that matter to you. Rav Sadia Gaon says, why did Daniel say this? That you, this is what you were thinking about. So Rav Sadia Gaon says there are four reasons why people have dreams. One, because of what they're thinking. It spills over into their sleep and they dream about it. Second, from indigestion or hunger, either eating too much or too little. Third, from other kinds of suffering, causes people to have dreams. And fourth, because Hashem is sending them a message. The first three types of dreams are not true. The fourth dream is true. Hashem is sending him a message. So Daniel wanted to tell him, you might think, I'm going to tell you the interpretation. I want you to know, I know what you were thinking about before you went to sleep. And therefore, you might think that this dream is not a true vision because it's exactly what you were thinking about before you went to sleep. I want you to know this is a true vision. This is a nevuah about the future.
Why would he be thinking about the case?
I'm sorry?
Why would he be thinking about the end of days?
No, he was thinking about what's going to happen after me. Okay. Is my kingdom solid? What's happening next? We will discuss at a future date, in connection with the Gemara, whether Daniel was a Navi, and or what does this vision qualify as? If it's, is it Nevuah or is it, it does it not rise to the level of Nevuah? Okay. So Daniel says, "V'ana lo v'pasik lamed, v'ana lo v'chochma di'itai." This is not because I'm smarter than anyone else, than all living things that God revealed this to me. Rather, it's so that I can tell you what you're thinking about and what is on your mind. So here's the dream. Here's what you dreamt. Ant Malka Chaza, you, the king, saw. You saw an idol, an image. It was very large. It was made of gold. It was shining excessively, and it was frightening. Hutsama. So he said it was made of gold, and then he clarifies. Hutsama reshedi dahav tav. Its head was fine gold. Chadoi v'daroi dichsaf. Its chest and its four legs were silver. Ma'ohi v'yarchate dinechash. Its stomach area. And its thighs were copper or bronze. were nechoshet can mean copper or bronze. Shakoi di farzel, it's calves, hind legs, were iron. Ragloi min heihon di farzel uminion di chsaf. And its feet were partially iron and partially clay. Okay, so the head was gold. Essentially the front was silver. The back was the top and the front were silver. The bottom and the back were copper or bronze. The hind legs were iron, and the feet were a combination of iron and pottery, clay. Chazet havat ad dihit gezeret even dilo v'yidayin, and then a stone came without any hands. In other words, you didn't see anybody throw the stone. The stone just showed up. Machat l'tzalma al ragloi, it hit the stone on the feet, the farzla v'chaspa v'hadeket himon, that were it hit on the feet that were made of iron and clay, and it shattered them, crushed them. Beidayin daku kachada farzla v'chaspa nechasha kaspa d'hava v'ava ki'ur min idre kayit v'nesahim on rucha v'chol atar lo ishtekach lahon. And then the whole thing collapsed, and the gold and the silver and the copper and the iron, they all, actually in reverse order, the iron and the clay and the copper and the silver and the gold, they all collapsed and turned into dust and blew away to the wind and were lost. V'avna dimachat letzalma have letur rav umalat kol ara. And the stone that had crushed the idol turned into a big mountain and filled the entire earth. Dina chelma, that was your dream. Ufishrei namar kadamaka. Now we will tell you the interpretation. Ant malka melech malchaya malka, you the king, melech malchaya di elaka shemaya malchuta chisna v'takva v'ikari avlach. The King of Kings, who is the God of the heavens, has given you a solid and powerful kingdom and honor, has given to you. Wherever people live, even the birds of the heaven are under your control. You, we'll come back and talk about some of this when we get to the Gemara. Okay. You are the head of gold.
Seems like somewhat Fadipa saying.
Telling him the truth. He's the head of gold. All the other.
Yeah, but I'm saying even the birds are on the.
We'll talk about it when we do the Gemara.
We're going to talk about it.
Chanufa is flattery. It's usur when it's not true. It's the isser of flattery is to praise a rasha in ways that he's not deserving of. But anyway, here he's just telling him the facts. Telling him what the dream means. Okay, so then another kingdom will arise after you. So that's the kingdom of silver. And then a third kingdom after you, of copper, that will rule the whole world. So Rav Sadia Gaon asked why for this third kingdom did he say it will rule the world? He didn't say the second one, because, as you probably already know, this dream is an allusion to the four, or is it five, exiles of the Jewish people. The third kingdom was the Yavanim. The Yavanim did not exile the Jewish people. All the Yavanim did was rule over the world and oppress the Jewish people in their own land. So that's why it says the third kingdom will rule over the land, over the world. Okay, it's not going to rule over the Jews in exile, just rule over the Jews. The Umachu Revia Teve Takifa Kifarzla, and then there will be a fourth kingdom as strong as iron. Okay, iron is not as valuable as gold or silver or copper, but it's far stronger. Mehadek v'chashel kola, it will crush everyone. Ukefarzela dima'ara kol ilain tadek v'tira. Just like iron crushes everyone, it will crush everyone. V'di chazyata raglaya v'etzba'a mineon chasafti pechar mineon parzel. That which you saw that its feet are, its legs and its feet are partially clay and partially iron. Machu peliga tehevei. That's because it will be a divided kingdom. Uminitzbeta di farzla lehevei ba kol kavel di chazyata farzla ma'ar v'chasatina. And that's why you saw iron mixed into the clay. When one is strong, the other will be weak. And when one is weak, the other will be strong. Rashi says, this divided kingdom, it means the kingdom will split. According to the understanding of most Mefarshim, this refers to the Roman Empire. And we know the Roman Empire eventually split into the Eastern Roman Empire and the Western Roman Empire. Rav Sadia Gaon learns, this is why I said 4 or 5, that the second kingdom is the Arabs. Rav Sadia Gaon lived in the Arab lands. He was born in Egypt and then moved to Bavel. So he was more sensitive to the Arab exile, whereas Rashi never talks about an Arab exile. We will talk about this more at a future date. He says that when one rose, the other one fell. And so that's why they're mixed in, the gold, the iron and the clay. They're mixed with each other. Okay. So Pasuk continues. Membet. Vetzbat raglai mineon, for the toes. Some of them were iron, mineon chasaf, and some of them were clay. Mikitzat malchuta tehevi katekipo minei tehevi tevira. Because part of the kingdom will be strong and part of it will be broken. Dichazit parzla ma'arav v'chasaf tina mit arvin leheven bezra nasha v'lo leheven davkin denai dina. The fact that you saw them separate, the iron and the clay separate, is because these kingdoms will marry into other kingdoms, but not into each other. They will not cling to each other. Hein kedi farzla lo mitarvin chasva, like iron does not mix with clay. V'yomeyon demochaya inun yakim elaka shemaya malchudi la'almin lo titchabal. In the days of those kingdoms, Hashem will raise another kingdom, which will never be destroyed. V'malchut elam achran lo tishtevek. And after that kingdom, dominion will never be given to another nation. V'tasef kol ilein malchavata. It will replace all of these kingdoms, and it will rule forever. It will remain forever, and that's referring to Mashiach. Kol kavel di chazayat di mitura ikazeret even di lo vidayin. That which you saw, that the rock came out of a mountain with no hands, no human involvement. Vadeket farzlan achasha chaspa kaspa v'dahava, and it crushed the copper, the iron, the copper, the clay, the silver, and the gold. Notice here they're out of order. V'yatziv chelma. I skipped. Elaka rav hodel malka madi lehevi achredina. The great king has told the king what will be after. V'yatziv chelma umeheman vishrei. The dream is firm, and its interpretation is true. Ve'dayin malka Nebuchadnezzar nefal al ampoi. Then the king fell on his face. U'l'Daniel segid. He bowed down to Daniel. U'mincha nichochin amar l'nasach alei. He wanted to offer sacrifices to Daniel. This will be important later. Rav Sadia Gaon learns that Nebuchadnezzar deified Daniel. And he says that the Daniel allowed the king to bow down to him because humans bow down to each other also. It's just a sign of respect. It's not necessarily a sign of that you view the other person as God. People do that. But Daniel did not allow him to offer sacrifices to him because that obviously to allow someone to treat you as an avodah zara is not proper. And so he didn't. But it will be significant later, the way Rasadi go and learns Psukim, that the Nebuchadnezzar considered Daniel to be a god. Ani malka leDaniel v'amar mikishoti elachon hu elaka elakin umari malchin v'gali razin yichil l'migle razadna. So the king said to Daniel, it is true that your God is the God of gods and the king and the master of kings and the revealer of secrets, that you were able to reveal this secret. He raised him up and gave him many presents. And he placed him over the kingdom of Babel. And he made him an officer over all the wise men of Babel. Daniel ba'amin malka, and Daniel requested of the king, umani al avidata di medina Babel, and he gave official positions to Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, which is Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Daniel betra malka, and Daniel remained in the gate of the king. That is the first two chapters of Daniel. Tomorrow we will learn the third chapter of Sefer Daniel, again as an introduction to the upcoming Gemara.